time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The U.S. Senate on Monday began an open-ended debate on immigration, beginning the process of building a bill from scratch on the Senate floor. It started with a procedural vote on an unrelated House pass measure that will serve as a shell for building an immigration bill, passing 97-1, with only Ted Cruz voting no. The debate, expected to go on all week, will include votes on a series of measures, with Mitch McConnell telling reporters, quote, whoever gets to 60 wins. It's infrastructure week again. The White House rolled out its $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan on Monday, with the president speaking a bunch of gobbledygook.
We're here today to discuss the critical need to rebuild America's crumbling infrastructure. This morning, I submitted legislative principles to Congress that will spur the biggest and boldest infrastructure investment in American history. The framework will generate an unprecedented $1.5 to $1.7 trillion investment in American infrastructure. We're going to have a lot of public-private, and that way it gets done on time, on budget. It will speed the permit approval process from 10 years to 2 years and maybe even to 1 year. Because when we give you as governors and mayors and people representing your great states, so we give you money and you can't get your approvals, I guess we're going to have to take that money back or you're not going to build. And some of you are sitting around the table that I know, some of the governors, you're going to get those permits, I have no doubt. Others, I see a couple sitting around the table, I don't think they're going to get their permits so fast. It provides $50 billion for rural infrastructure who have really been left out. The rural folks have been left out, including broadband internet access, which they don't have, and they want it, and the farmers want it. It will create thousands and thousands of jobs and increase training for our great American workers. And it returns power to the state and local governments who know best what their people need. Washington will no longer be a roadblock to progress. Washington will now be your partner, will be your partner. A lot of money, up to $1.7 trillion. That's bigger than people thought.
Actually, only $200 billion would come from the federal government, while state and local government and private investors will be on the hook for the rest. Typically, these types of deals are 80% federal and 20% state and local, not the other way around. The Rob Porter story isn't going away, as Monday's White House press briefing was filled with questions about what the administration knew and when.
Rob Porter's first wife, Colby Holderness, spoke with the FBI as part of his clearance process on January 25th, 2017, during which she says that she laid out all of the allegations that have since been aired against Rob Porter and provided the FBI with the photographs that were the turning point in his termination last week. At any time between January 25th of last year and last Wednesday, did the FBI make anyone here at the White House, whether it was in the counsel's office, the chief of staff's office, or anyone else, did the FBI make anybody here aware of the allegations that had been raised against Porter by Colby Holderness and his second wife, Jenny Willard?
We learned of the extent of the situation involving Rob Porter last Tuesday evening, and within 24 hours his resignation had been accepted and announced. We announced a transition was going to happen, and within hours it did. The president and the entire administration take domestic violence very seriously and believe all allegations need to be investigated thoroughly. Above all, the president supports victims of domestic violence and believes everyone should be treated fairly and with due process. We've addressed this situation extensively, and we have nothing more to add at this time on that topic.
Sarah Sanders was grilled over the president's not saying anything about the victims of domestic violence at the hands of his former staff secretary.
Why haven't we heard the president say exactly what you just said right there, that he takes domestic violence very seriously?
I spoke with the president. Those are actually directly his words that he gave me earlier
today. Why hasn't he said that? He had the opportunity.
It's my job to speak on behalf of the president. I spoke to him, and he relayed that message directly to me, and I'm relaying it directly to you.
When asked about the problems inherent with top-level staffers not being able to get security clearance, Sanders accused the press of being the ones playing fast and loose with classified information.
Why are high-level aides allowed to work with classified information without permanent security clearance?
Once again, that's a question that the FBI and other intelligence communities, they make that determination. That's not something that's decided by the White House. It's the same way that it has been.
Can you guarantee that you are protecting classified information, given that you have someone like Rob Porter who didn't have a permanent security clearance?
I think we're doing and taking every step we can to protect classified information. I mean, frankly, if you guys have such concern with classified information, there's plenty of it that's leaked out of the Hill, that's leaked out of other communities well beyond the White House walls. If you guys have real concerns about leaking out classified information, look around this room. You guys are the ones that publish classified information and put national security at risk. That doesn't come from this White House. And I think if anyone is publishing or putting out publicly classified information, it's members of the press, not the White House.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.